13 days after West Coast longshoremen went back to work, cargo is still piled up on the docks and ships are still waiting to unload. That's been bad news for businesses waiting for merchandise, but it's been a boon for at least one industry. Water taxis are doing a brisk business, carrying supplies and board crew members to and from the anchored cargo ships. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more.
After all the publicity about the backup at the ports, you might expect Long Beach Harbor to look like a liquid parking lot. But from the wheelhouse of water taxi Christy S., the port doesn't appear unusually crowded. Just beyond the breakwater, however, in the open sea, there's a continuous row of dark, hulking shapes just barely visible in the gray mist. Hard to say just how many ships are out there. So taxi captain Niels Jernstrom turns on the radar and points to the green spots spread like a rash across the screen.
Every one of these big dots is a ship, and this is only 6 mile range, and then you're starting to see a few that are down off Huntington Beach still. So, still quite a few.
About 100, actually, unable to fit inside the Long Beach and Los Angeles harbors. According to Jernstrom, that's doubled the demand for water taxis, and the company he works for, American Marine Corporation, has been scrambling to fill all the requests.
Got anybody coming ashore?
Jernstrom maneuvers his 65-foot boat next to the ship Tycom Reliance. The water taxi looks like a stripped-down cabin cruiser, no luxury, all business. He holds the boat steady as the crane on the Reliance plucks the eagerly awaited delivery, a brand-new compressor, from the taxi's rear deck.
They're rigging on that compressor, so we just leave it on there. We just need our net back.
It's a routine visit, one of six a day Jernstrom and his co-workers make to this single ship. Since the Reliance is anchored inside the port, the trip doesn't take long. But reaching the ships beyond the breakwater can take a taxi as much as an hour, at a cost of $180 an hour. Lately, says Jernstrom, a lot of people seem willing to bear the expense, and not just for necessities.
I guess some of the crews, can you bring us out a case of beer? So many ships that don't normally anchor were suddenly requesting all kinds of things.
Getting the beer to the sailors or the sailors to the beer has sometimes been an adventure, Jernstrom says. The deck of a cargo ship can be 40 feet above the deck of the taxi, and there's just one way to get to and from.
They use what they call a pilot ladder, Jacob's ladder. It's a rope ladder going up the side of the ship. It just went all the way up, and it was kind of an elderly gentleman. And he was petrified, literally petrified. And we kind of were too, because if this guy falls going up that ladder, a lot of times they don't ever do anything out at sea like that. So we had a few things like that to deal with that we don't normally.
The water taxis may be benefiting financially from the strife at the ports, but Jernstrom says they haven't exploited it, haven't raised their rates or crossed any picket lines. We're just taking it as it comes, he says. Like anyone in the taxi business, knowing that slower times are sure to return. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Long Beach, California.